See, I'm trying to boo, and I've got a little friend here who's saying,
"Help the penguin! Boo! He's a sucker! Porky! Poo!"
Go get a penguin then, and then go to bed. Yeah. So as you can hear, I've got a little friend here. I'm just laughing. I've just listened to the "Happy Christmas, motherfucker!" boo, and I just thought it was fantastic. Like you, I think our tradition at home was the weekend before Christmas. I think we used to put the Christmas tree up. So if Christmas is like on the Saturday, then the tree would go up the Sunday before. And if it was like on the Thursday, it would go up on the Sunday before. And same thing. I'd do it a little bit earlier now because of the kids. I normally put it up like a week before Christmas Day, just because school kicks off really early with Christmas. But yeah, I've never been a really big Christmas fan. I tend to think of it as winter holiday time. Time to kind of chill out and do some nice stuff together and relax and have a good time, basically. Anyway, I'll go and make sure they're settled down and I'll speak to you soon. Bye. Yeah, okay, so everything is quiet and I'll just upstairs. So I'll just run through the traditional old age bath cat family Christmas. We nearly always used to have relatives staying, one set of grandparents normally. So either my grandparents from Brighton or my grandparents from Cornwall would come up. And they'd probably come up a couple of days before, maybe a few days before Christmas. And I remember me and my sister were always shoved in the same bedroom together. So, because we had like a 3-bedroom house. So me and my sister would be shoved in one room, grandparents another room, mum and dad another room. And then I think it would start about kind of 5 a.m. Me and my sister would probably wake up and we were allowed to have a stocking or a pillowcase in the bedroom and have a good ferret through there. Then it was a fried, I don't know if it was a fried breakfast on those days. It was often a fried breakfast, but I've got a feeling it probably wasn't. I think it was probably just toast. My mother would be up about 6, starting to cook the turkey and peel the sprouts. I remember that. And then we'd all have breakfast, then we'd have coffee, and then we were allowed to open our presents, and we had to share them out and open the presents. And my dad would get the sherry out, and everyone would steadily get more and more pissed until dinner was served. So we used to have dinner, and if my granddad Shakespeare was there, then we used to have to listen to the Queen's speech religiously, so everything had to be done, and my granddad would probably stand up throughout the whole thing, certainly through the national anthem. And then everyone would fall asleep during the Bond film, and then we'd have turkey sandwiches about 6 or 7 o'clock, and everyone would go to bed. And that was like the old traditional family Christmas. What I'll do is I'll boo a separate boo, because this is getting a bit long now, about what happened when I left home and how debauchery set in and Christmas got a little bit more chaotic. I'll talk to you soon about that. Okay, bye.